Hi, this is a dictation for Harrico Smith, H-A-R-I-C-O, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth, 10/27/1978. Date of accident, 2/8/2025. Date of service is 2/26/2025. The patient reports that he has been suffering with severe pain in the neck and the lower back, along with headaches, along with pain in the left knee, left hand and wrist. And the side, left chest and both legs since the accident. History of the automobile accident is reported as follows. The patient reports that he was involved in an automobile accident on 2/8/2025. The time is not mentioned. He was a rear passenger on the right in an SUV where three people are traveling in East Detroit near Chalmer and Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R Park. They were hit with another SUV at 50-60 miles an hour, and their own car was traveling at 25 miles an hour. He reports that they were going through a Chalmer when the other driver didn't stop on a red light and T-boned their car on a driver's side. The car was knocked down to the pole on the passenger side and was damaged. The other driver hit their car on the driver's side. The impact caused him various injuries. He was pushed to the front and then he landed on the top of someone else. He was not wearing seatbelt, it appears. And he hit his head to the dashboard and chest to the seat. And he hit his head to the roof. He blacked out. And he was not wearing seatbelt. Airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. There was no hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And he was taken to the ambulance. He was taken to the hospital via ambulance. Damage to the car is as follows. The front windshield window was broken. Car was totaled. Front hood, axle, engine, all are broken. Airbags were deployed. Patient was taken to the emergency room at St. John Hospital. 6 to 7 hours he was there with the x-rays of the chest, neck, and head were done. CT scans were done and they were all found negative. The patient reports, the following is the history of presenting illness. History of the headaches, patient reports presence of severe headaches in the area of the back of the head and left temple to the tune of 8 to 10. They're constant and they are severe and they are sensitive to light, but they're not sensitive to noise, associated with nausea, but not associated with any vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are as follows. Patient is suffering from dizziness, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, feeling loss of equilibrium. He is walking like a drunk, loss of memories and forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, loss of nightmares, blurred vision, spots in the vision. He reports that he is suffering from severe pain in the left TMJ and the taste is okay, smell is poor. However, he denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of concentration. He denies any incontinence, denies any nausea, vomiting. And he's suffering from pain in the neck, which is 10. Lower back pain is reported to be 10. In addition, he's having shooting pain to both the legs posteriorly and affecting the foot and the toes. And anteriorly below the knee, he's got shooting pain on both legs, affecting all the toes. In the neck area, pain is 10, but it's not radiating or there's no radiculopathy reported. He does have some pain in the left wrist and left fourth and fifth finger. He did not remember hitting his wrist or hand. He had x-rays done that are found negative. He also is reporting pain in the left lower chest, but he had an x-ray of the chest at the hospital and were not found to have a fracture of the ribs. He just has a sprain in the ribs. No laceration, fractures, bleeding were reported. All of these pains are reported to be as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, punishing, heart burning, aching, heavy, tender, splitting. Pain level is varying from 7 to 10. The modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports of having an MRI, CT scan, x-rays done, blood tests are done at the hospital when he was admitted at the St. John Hospital. He does report slight motor weakness in both the legs, along with numbness and tingling of the back and the front of the legs. No incontinence is reported. Please review the records for the system review, ADLs, past surgical histories, allergies, family histories, relationship status, employment status, disability, and legal history and personal history. Physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 46-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. His vital signs are as follows. Blood pressure is 166 over 117, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100. He is 6 feet and 2 inches, 190-pound gentleman. His build is pretty good. And slight anxious, moderate agony of agony, A-G-O-N-Y, distress and pain phases. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping or any major painful syndrome without any adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template. Chest is normal. There is slight tenderness in the left lower chest. Breath sounds are normal. No fractures, dislocation. Other ribs are noticed, no local swelling or lacerations. Normal psychiatry, neurological examination, musculature examination is as follows. The there is a spasm of the left trapezius and the left quadratus lumborum, 3+. There is a spasm of the paravertebral muscles on the left side from L1 to L5 with 2 trigger points. Please, I stand corrected. In the examination of the chest, please mention that the examination of the left chest shows decreased air exchange, but there is no crepitation or wheezing. And on walking, he can walk up to half a block, but on sitting, his legs get numb. And prolonged standing makes back pain more worse. That's the only thing added. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from template, spine tenderness is noticed in the area of C5, 6, 7, T1, T2, and L4, L5. And spasm of the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscle on the left side with paravertebral muscle spasm as well, with hypertonicity of 2+ and several trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation. He's 40 in lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. And in the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found to be negative. Lermit test was positive. Purling was positive. Distraction test was negative. And Soto Hall test negative. Thoracic spine, Slump test negative. Roos test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test positive. At 30 degrees bilaterally. CLR positive. Bilaterally, Brzezinski Kernig test is positive. CAM test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. SI joint. It is a mild tenderness of the left SI joint. With positive Faber test and Gonsalant test. And negative standing flexion and compression, heli compression and negative distraction test. Extremities examination. Left knee and left wrist are positively injured and they are described separately. Rest of the extremities, including right upper extremities, left upper extremities, excluding the wrist, and the lower right extremities and the left extremity, excluding the left knee, are completely normal. Please use the template. The examination of the left wrist and left knee is described as follows. Both the shoulders are completely normal. Motor powers are normal on the upper and lower extremities. In the examination of the left wrist, it is described as follows. On inspection and palpation, there is a minimal tenderness of the left wrist in the anterior part. No fracture dislocation is suspected or noticed, no laceration, no contusion. All the tendons appear to be completely normal. The motor power is normal. No atrophy of thenar prominence. Tyndall's and Fallon's sign are negative. And in the left knee examination, on inspection, no scar erythema effusion, no major tenderness except peripetalar, and both the medial and lateral epicondyle, both the lateral and medial collateral ligaments are slightly tender. Range of motion is normal to 135 degree flexion without any grinding capitis or popping noises. And anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMurray Steinman negative and patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. Following is the diagnosis for Harrico Smith. V89.2 XXT, R26.89, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, and S09.90 XA, nerve M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. The left wrist pain is M25.532. Left hand M79.642. Left knee M25.562. M23.202. M23.205. Cervical spine M54.2. 50.20. 54.12. M453.82. S13.4XXL. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXL. SI spine, left sided, M46.1, S33.5XXL. Plan of care for Mr. Harrico Smith comes from the template. Treatment plan for Harrico Smith comes from the template as well. Physical therapy is ordered for Mr. Harrico Smith at 3 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, muscle spasm of left-sided trapezius and quadratus lumborum and paravertebral muscles, left knee and left wrist, traction massage. We discussed with the chiropractic infrared and acupunctures are all okay. Patient is disabled for work, housework, and transportation. All the maps have been reviewed, labs have been drawn. Medical records from Trinity Hospital were reviewed. There are hand x-rays that are available and found to be without any fractures. Lumbar spine MRI has been ordered, but the report is not available. At the hospital, they provided with a diclofenac sodium tablet, 75 milligram twice a day, and Voltaren gel, lidocaine gel, hydrocodone tablets, and Flexeril. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. We have just discussed the x-rays that were done. Interventional pain procedure. Patient has been advised about the trigger points if regular therapy doesn't help him at this time. And further interventional procedure after getting the formal MRI reports. He said there is an MRI of lumbar spine done at the hospital. Surgical options, none at this time. Neurosite, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. They have released the records for the past medical records. Investigations. Did not order any new investigation at this time. We are waiting for the hospital records, DMEs. The patient has been provided with a back brace, neck brace, and tense units for further healing. A counseling has been ordered as well for a potential PBI. The medications that are provided are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Allovil 50 milligram at night for GAD dosidoderm and pain relief, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel 3% has been ordered with relief for the pain. Norco 7.5 milligram, 325 twice a day for 7 days is provided for pain relief. Cymbalta 50 milligram at night and Furosets for headache relief are also ordered. Maps and labs have been reviewed and considered. Education is yes, and follow-up appointment in 7 days. Thank you.